Vision of Shiva at Mount Kailash by Shivani. One night, during my stay at Manasarovar, I was in the grip of a strange fear. It appeared to have started with a simple upset stomach and worked itself up to uncontrolled proportions that left me weakened in both body and mind. By nightfall, I felt tired, miserable, and worried. Noticing my restless condition, my co-pilgrims reassured me there was nothing to worry about, and they said it was probably the effect of rarefied atmosphere, climatic changes, and the desolate landscape. Nevertheless, my fear remained. When, after dinner, my roommates fell asleep, I sat there on my bed, wide awake, fumbling for security. Accommodation at the guest house was on a sharing basis with five pilgrims to a room. It was a small room, and the window and door were tightly shut at night to keep out the cold. This left little ventilation, and in this stuffy room, I began to feel claustrophobic. In the blackness of night, I could see through the window snowflakes falling gently. Now and then, I heard the ominous howling of wild dogs. Several times, I got up and went out for fresh air, but it was too cold to stay there for any length of time, and I would soon return indoors, only to be tortured by this inexplicable fear. It was a mystery to me why this was happening. It was the fear of doom, and my mind went berserk, imagining all sorts of tragic scenarios. The loud breathing and snoring of my roommates put me somewhat at ease. I wished that someone would wake up and keep me company, and was tempted to wake up everyone to rescue me from this terrible fear. But better judgment prevailed, for I felt none could save me from this predicament. I checked the time every so often. Each minute seemed endless. While the hours passed slowly, I was drowned in agonizing fear. All was silent and still. It was midnight and a long night to pass. I could bear it no longer. In desperation, at last, I turned to the Lord and cried out from the bottom of my heart, "Save me, Shiva, from this agonizing fear. Help me, please." I pleaded and clung to him like one drowning. Like someone possessed, I ran my fingers feverishly over the Japamala, chanting his holy name. I prayed with an intensity quite unknown to me. Sometime between 3 and 4 o'clock, I must have fallen asleep. At long last, a reprieve from my mental anguish. Then I had a dream. I dreamt I was at Sri Ramanashramam, inside the new hall, where the stone couch and statue of Bhagavan are seen. The place was brightly lit, and there was an air of much activity. People coming and going. A gentle hand ushered me to a spot where I saw Sri Bhagavan seated on the ground, leaning against one of the tall stone pillars. As we see in some of his photographs, Bhagavan Ramana was looking far away, beyond the beyond. I was so overwhelmed being in his presence that to prostrate before him never crossed my mind. "Look intently at the Guru," a voice whispered. "You will see him blessing you." An aura of immense peace suffused the hall while Bhagavan sat in rock-like silence. I looked on spellbound. Oh, What a radiance! What a storehouse of compassion! I stood there in awe and rapture. Then a thought crossed my mind. Bhagavan is looking far, far away. Will he not glance my way and bless me with his gracious look, reading my mind? And in his infinite kindness, Bhagavan slowly turned his gaze and rested it on me. Our eyes met. A luminous light appeared, like an orb, as cool as the moon. I was engulfed in that splendorous light, in divine peace and ecstasy. I had no sense of body or mind, and experienced unspeakable peace, immersed as I was in that supreme light. Even upon waking, that brilliant light and that supreme peace lingered in my consciousness. The feeling of fear that issued from my subconscious was instantly extinguished by this divine dream. I found eternal shelter in this divine vision. With his intrinsic greatness, his gentle look and benign smile, Bhagavan blessed me. To this day, this blessed vision remains ever fresh. In the morning, my fellow pilgrims were surprised to see a remarkable transformation in me. Tell us what medication you took to have acquired an air of well-being overnight, they asked. I smiled, but said nothing. People say one should not disclose the experience of divine dreams immediately because its effect will diminish. With Bhagavan's blessing, I was able to reach Mount Kailash in the best of health and spirits and obtain the blessings of Shiva. Sourced from Thiruvannamalai, 2004.